Patty B, Pat Bradley.
It's now time to talk to the shooter, Pat Bradley. Brought to you by Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of rates starting as low as 1.99% with Alcoa's Summertime Auto Loan Special. PB is also presented by Cabot Outdoors, where you can save $600 off Hustler mowers through May 31st. Now, from the land of the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Red Sox, here is Pat Bradley.
Good morning, PB.
There you go. Nice hearing shotgun knock down the Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union 1.99%. He is on target every single time. Glad to see you guys are going out on the fire engine. I did a ride through with the fire department a couple years back.
Where at? What fire station?
It was, was it? It might have been Station 1. It was
Little Rock.
Like West Markham.
Okay.
Area
Markham.
Maybe?
Well, here's the thing. We will throw this out there. We threw this out there for any fire station house to invite us. Little Rock Pass, North Little Rock Pass.
Hot Springs Pass.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, you know what? You know, if they.
You're not going to be.
Yes.
I don't want to disappoint you guys, but you're not going to be putting out any fires.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yes, we are, Pat.
Yes, we are, Pistol. That's why they didn't invite them.
Absolutely. The whole day I was on their truck, all we did was respond to little old ladies who fell down.
Wow, you got called out. Right, here's the deal, Roger. Yeah. If they get called out, you go. You're going. You hop on the truck. We'll be on the phone with you.
Don't say anything. Just find a way. Sneak on there somehow.
Listen. I'm on there. I will be on.
Who's going to be Kramer on the back of the?
I've already planned on that. Yeah. I'm driving the back of the.
Well, the other thing, the word is Roger may try to invite Samantha to the firehouse. You ever seen the backdraft?
Yeah, on the top of the truck.
What brother is it? The Baldwin brother on top of there?
That's right. Not the wussy
Billy?
One.
Yeah, and then they get the call.
Was it Billy or Steven? Because one of them's the worst.
That's a good point.
The one that was on that show.
I thought it was Billy.
Well, let's find out.
Pat, son.
Samantha, get ready.
It's Billy.
Billy was in backdraft? Mm. All right, then the other Steven's the worst.
So Saturday, I went to softball instead of baseball because it was a baseball Friday night. Of course, that's the night that Anthony Black's there.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen him, and Cal was there, dadgummit. I missed it. But a big weekend for not Roy Acuff, Roger, but Darius Acuff Jr., who is a five-star that the Razorback have coming in. Yeah, he wins the Allison Iverson MVP of a big tournament this weekend.
Very talented scorer. There's one thing we talked about was the transfer portal, bringing in potentially a transfer guy who was similar to John L. Davis, a guy who could shoot and score, a veteran guy. But I think, Coach Cal and his staff really like Acuff and the other freshman, Malik Thomas, in terms of the offensive
potential
that those guys have. I thought they'd try to add another veteran scorer shooter, but he really likes what those guys can do. So, we talked about Boogie Fland and, what he was going to do, come back, not come back, go into the draft or what it is. So I think, he's got really two good young scorers. And, yes, they are freshmen, so you just don't know, how quickly they're going to find their rhythm. But they're about as talented as they come. Certainly Acuff is.
Roger, by the way, too, thanks to Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union and Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat. I think they're ranked the number five class in America right now in terms of, and that's where you expect to be with Cal.
Right.
How about Moses Moody's picking another Razorback, having a great season and getting playing time in the playoffs, actually started some games. I didn't know if he started last night or not, but playing with Steph Curry.
The Warriors.
Golden State advances, and Moses having a solid season.
Golden State doing it again. I mean, I think, when they made that trade for Jimmy Butler, I think they all kind of looked at each other, and there was a story about this. They said, this is, for Steph Curry, I mean, he's, 37 now, I think? This is going to be his, you figure, he's only got a couple more years to really make a push. And, Moses obviously is a guy that fits into what they do You know, I mean, he's you know, pure scorer. And, you know, just looking at his numbers now, it looks like he's getting about 20 minutes a game. So, you know, he's obviously still alive. You get Jalen Williams and Isaiah Joe with the OKC Thunder still alive. And Jordan Walsh is on. He's on the playoff roster.
That's right. That's right.
He's on the playoff roster for Celtics.
It's a loaded roster. So, yeah, it's understandable, right, Pat, why he's not getting a lot of playing time. That's a pretty loaded roster for defending champs.
I mean, Chris, he's, you know, he's such a versatile player where, you know, you can't, you know, I look at him and, you know, 6'7", really good athlete, long, energetic, got a really good motor. Defensively, he can do a lot of really good things. So, you know, my hope for him is with the deep roster the Celtics have is, you know, they're patient with him and allow him to sort of progress offensively. Because you want to, you kind of look down the, you know, with salary cap and everything and contracts, you say to yourself, the Celtics have the deepest roster in the league. It's ridiculous. When you think about what they're paying Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and then they get Holiday, Derek White, and then Porzingis. I mean, it's just such a deep roster. They're not going to be able to hold on to these, a lot of these guys, you know, for many years. So you hope Jordan Walsh can sort of step into a position where, you know, maybe he becomes a guy, a young guy that can get some minutes in the future.
The other thing I was going to mention real quick on Oklahoma City, you know, both those guys from Arkansas, Isaiah Joe and Jalen Williams, are both Fort Smith guys, which is pretty darn crazy.
Yeah,
the Fort Smith Boys and Girls Club has a mural of both of those guys.
How cool is that?
Up at their new facility in Fort Smith, because they are also big donors and they
give
a lot back to the
good
community.
Good guys.
And you just go, how did they both not only come from the same town in the same era, but now they play for the same team?
Same college, same college. Pro.
I mean, just what an incredible track they've
been on. They ain't put Matt Jones on there. They ain't put Matt Jones on there. Come on.
Of course, Jalen Williams was one of our NIL calls. Yeah, he was great. Hey, a couple things. Josh, you know the answer. Go ahead, Pat.
Speaking of Matt Jones, did you see that Clemson basketball player was asked to play tight end for Dabo Sweeney at Clemson?
I did not see that.
Oh, you got to look up this kid, Ian Sheflin. Look him up. Google him. He's about 6'8", thick as, I mean, he looks like Gronkowski.
There's a lot of average tight end. I mean, there's a lot of average basketball players that should be playing. Oh, my gosh. That dude's massive. Holy cow.
Tight end or guard?
Look at offensive lineman. He's massive.
That's a big kid.
Dabo should come up with the team and because he's out of basketball eligibility, so he could come up with the team and, you know, spend spring summer with us and we'll see what we can do. So it's always fun to, I like that crossover aspect of the athletes when they try to do that.
A couple things here. Josh, do we know the situation on Spotify? I saw where somebody had asked about that.
Yeah, it's a copyright thing. So if you want to listen to our show,
a past show,
podcast-wise, go find us on Apple Podcasts. That'd be the best thing you could do. You can always listen back on YouTube.
All the YouTube work as
some
well.
Get flagged for copyright and stuff, but most of it, Apple Podcasts is where you should go. For sure you can find
it. Is it live?
No, YouTube, it's live.
Yeah, he's just talking about where if you miss one, like some people, Pat, want to listen later on the day or whatever, and Spotify is not available, you can go back and listen.
Yeah, that's a recent change, too. So thanks for saying that, whoever that was.
Yes.
Just go to Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, we probably need to get that. We probably need to say that on a regular basis. Roger, by the way, too, Pat, today's Cinco de Mayo day. Somebody, this is a great point. I don't know if you've been playing this song or not. Justin Moore has got a new song on his new album. It's not released yet because he's pushing Times
Are
Ticking. But Beer Ain't One.
That album's out, isn't it?
Yeah, but we just don't. It hasn't been in our rotation.
I have it in our rotation
it's
today.
It's not as big a hit as the other beer song that.
While
We Drink was number one.
Beer Time. Beer.
And this is a great story, Pat. I got to share this with you. We shared it earlier. So. I just got this message, Roger, from the 479. Said, please take the signed softball of Bree Ellis to Russellville Fire Station when you guys go. My granddaughter, Abby, was the kid who had to give the ball back at UCA. Her dad, you're not going to believe this.
No.
Her dad is Captain Andrew White at the fire department in Russellville. Abby is a huge Brie Ellis. I'm getting chill bumps. Abby is a huge Brie Ellis fan and loves softball like no other. So, Pat, I don't know if you heard the story. You know,
heard it earlier. Yes.
Yeah. So, had no idea. So they took the ball. They took
my
the ball.
My charmed friend.
How crazy is that?
It's not crazy. It's a God wink, is what it is.
For those who missed it.
God bless.
So when Brie Ellis and Arkansas came to play at UCA a few weeks back, Pat, they hit a home run. It was Brie Ellis' 21st home run. And I don't think people in the outfield, not all of them who had never gone to that stadium, didn't know that they had to give all the balls back. You don't get to keep the balls. And so this 8-year-old girl.
You didn't give them back?
They made her give it back, yeah. And she got
so oh, they can sell you. So I they know. Can sell you one for $15.
So anyway, so she got upset though. So the father, Buddy, called the show and said, "We're never going back to UCA. We're not." Look, she's unhappy, all that kind of thing. So, well, first of all, we talked to the parents, Brie Ellis' parents, and I said, "Listen, I will volunteer to pay for any softballs that go foul or home run against UCA and Arkansas next year." But so Brie Ellis signed this ball. I bought a ball, $15 at Bogle, and she signed it. Thanks for catching my 21st home run. Best wishes, Brie Ellis and Brie Ellis 77. And I had no idea that the father of the kid was a fire chief at Russellville High School. That's almost creepy. This God thing, Roger.
A lot of parallels being drawn here.
I heard you at the God thing. Anyway, you can get six. Let me see. You can get six soft. Wait a minute. Goods 12 inch. Six pack of official league softballs. For $32.
So it's about $5 a ball.
Six for $32.
Yeah, you paid $15.
Official?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the one that I paid $15 had a Razorback logo on it. It's a fancy look.
Listen, you got to get what you can. That's why we charge what we do for our Morning Mayhem shirts.
Pat, it was a magical weekend in Fayetteville. You sweep the Texas Longhorns for the first time in history. So that was really cool. Beautiful weekend. Then the Razorback women beat LSU. Sad note, I was going to ask you about Harold Horton, even though you're a basketball guy. I know that everybody with the athletic program knew Harold Horton because he was with the Razorback Foundation forever.
He
played for Coach Brewers, coached for Coach Schultz, led UCA to a national championship. Just really, really impressive. But anyway, I just want to get your thoughts on the weekend.
Yeah, Coach Horton is obviously such a huge figure. At that time when I was there, he was – obviously not in a coaching position, but he was out there and helpful, and you know, his sons, who I still keep in contact with, Coach Horton, he was just a, you know, he was sort of a great bridge to Coach Broyles.
Yep.
And even though Coach Broyles was still the athletic director when I was there, it was just cool to have Coach Horton around, and you know, just the connection with him and his history, you know, was always really, really fun to be around any of those guys that were around in the 80s and, you know, 70s, and kind of pass along the greatness that everybody seemed to have. I mean, all those guys are just so touched turned to gold.
He was the first Broyles player that became an assistant under him, and that's why there's a Broyles award. Guys like him, he goes on to be a great head coach too. So you had that happen, which, you know, Coach was such a good guy, and then you had the domination. You had the 19, and here's a crazy one. So I don't know if you guys remember Jeff King, Roger. You may, because you're like me. You're 60, 61. Jeff King was the number one overall pick in the Major League Draft in 86. And so that 85 team, you know, apparently was a good team, went to the World Series.
Was he a catcher?
No, he's a third baseman, I believe, if memory serves right. But let me tell you what, he's been almost impossible to get in touch with. I tried to reach out to him, Raj, during the COVID years.
Right.
I think I got crickets. But the word was he's just sort of a recluse. And so I think that may have been the first time he's been back to Fayetteville. Or it's been one of the rare times. So they presented him with a bat on Friday night, which we got to see.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was really cool. And then, you know, go ahead.
Was he the only first-round draft number one pick?
I think he's the only overall number one. Pagnozzi was not – he was probably a first-round draft pick, but not the overall. But what's crazy is that they – you know who was a great assistant coach on that 85 team? Remember?
Yeah. They
come on. Come on.
The current coach.
David Van Horn. Yeah, Van Horn was a grad assistant. So he was up there when I was up there, Pat. But so he got up there and said, man, glad to have you guys here. You know, I was a grad assistant back then. And he said, listen, we got to enjoy this because our next reunion, I'm going to be 105. Next 40-year reunion, I'll be 105. But then all the old 1985 guys went by and slapped the hands of all the current players.
Cool.
It was just a magical weekend, and when, you know, everybody was down on this team, they've lost three in a row, Silver Wins Joker. They came back, and they showed that they can play with anybody in the country and are good enough to win a World Series this year as they just dismantle a team that had, won 10 in a row. I don't think they lost a series in 7 weeks and just destroyed them, you know?
Isn't it amazing? It's almost, like, similar to the basketball team it's like everyone – says, okay, flip the page the next season. And then you see when they put it together, the talent that they have, it's like, okay. You know, when everything's clicking, it's like, you know, this team can make a run. They can truly go ahead and win it all.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Turning on at the right time. That's right. Nice.
Yep. Do want to congratulate Oaklawn on another great year. They had a great finish on Saturday. I would like to see that last race where they go twice. Did you guys know that? They raced twice. They raced twice. They go around twice.
Whoa.
On the last race of the year. Mystic Dan ran and got second. And then
Sandman
didn't do as well. Got seventh at the Kentucky Derby. But that's okay.
Yeah.
But Bill Mott, the trainer, is a trainer at Oaklawn. So at least there's an Oaklawn connection there. So. Thank your fine sponsors there, PB, before we let you go.
Well, of course, Cabot Outdoors, we appreciate them and everything they do. It's that time of year that you know, want to make sure that you, springtime, take care of the outside of your home. And, of course, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, right now, 1.99% summer auto loan special. And appreciate you guys and looking forward to seeing you soon.